Okay, we are up to Megillas Esther Paraches, and we continue. Haman has just been killed, but the Gzeira is still standing. So that's why Achashverosh gives Esther Amalka. She's in charge of Haman's house. Mordechai goes walks into the king, and the king gives Mordechai his signet ring. Then Esther goes back to the king and pleads her case, please. Retract the letters that were sent out earlier that talked about destroying my people. And Achashverosh basically says, I've already hung Haman. You could write whatever you want, but the rule is letters can't come back. So he kind of says, my hands are tied. What am I supposed to do? So what happens? They start working on new letters, and Mordechai and Esther send out letters to the same 127 provinces that say that the Jews are allowed to defend themselves, and they're allowed to wipe out and destroy anyone, very tough language, anyone that is going to rise up against them that same day that they were supposed to be killed on the 13th of Adar, a couple of months later. Then Mordechai goes out, and he wears the fancy clothing, and in Shushan, LaYehudim Aisa'ora V'Simcha V'Sason, and many Amei Ha'aretz are even becoming Jewish based on the feeling in the country. So that's this parak post the demise of Haman, but there's still a lot that needs to be done. Bayomahu, so again, as we said, Haman is out, but the Gzeira is still in place. So a little bit of Nechama, but there's still a lot more to go. Bayomahu Nasan HaMelech Achashverosh, Lester HaMalka's base Haman, Sora Yehudim. Haman, the base Haman was given to Esther Amalka. Sora Yehudim. Umordechai Yatzabal Lefnei HaMelech Kihigida Esther Mahula. And Mordechai comes in front of the king. Kihigida Esther. Esther told him Mahula. Bal Lefnei HaMelech, this is interesting. Didn't we just learn in the previous perek, or the previous two prakim, that to get to come in front of the king, you're risking your life? It's as if Mordechai and Esther have free reign. Says the Manas Halevi. It sounds like that. It sounds like Mordechai Bolafei Amelach Higid Kibemos Adam Rasha Tovad Gzeras Kikolish Veisha Shayob Al Amelach Asholi Kare Achaz Dato Lamis. Sounds like that's not a Gzera anymore. And Mistama Haman also required permission, but it sounds like they didn't even need any permission. The Mishpat Zozov says Umidivrei Mefarshim Nirash Mordechai VeEsther Yachlu Likanis Amelach Veisha Ratzu Belina Tilas Rishus. The Molo HaOmer says, right, they're even closer, because Achashverosh Samach Ubatach Libo B'Mordechai. The Esther, Shehim Chafesi, Tovaso, Vena Shofen Lachacha Zamlucha, he's not worried that they want the Malchus. So they're able to go in and out, and that's the impression that you get here, that they are now able to go in and out. So what happens, Mordechai comes, Milafnei HaMelech, Ki Higida Esther, Mahula. Vayasar HaMelech Has Tabato, the king kicks off his ring. Right, so the Rabin Bachai in the Katakemach says, a ring is circular. So this is, it all is coming full circle. The Achashverosh gave Haman the ring, and now Achashverosh is giving the ring to Mordechai. Asher hever me Haman, that he took away from Haman, vayitna le Mordechai. And he gives it to Mordechai, vatasim Esther as Mordechai, al beis Haman, and Esther puts Mordechai in charge of beis Haman. So Achashverosh gave it to Esther, and Esther gives it to Mordechai. The question is, what is this beis Haman? Well, the properties of Haman, the literal house of Haman, you know, what is Mordechai going to do with Beis Haman? What does he want from there? So if you look in the Yam Simcha and other Mefarshim, they say that based on the Nesivis and the Megillah Starm in his commentary here discusses how there was still, Al-Malik is the symbol of Tumah. And the eradication of Tumah is needed before there could be a complete Geula. And that's why they needed Dafka, the house. Ubekoach Kedusha Sohaya Mutal Alav Mordechai's Kedusha Mutal Alav Levaira Tumah Mibeis Haman. And that's why you had to get rid of the sons of Haman that we'll talk about soon, but that's why it was needed. If you look also in the Biri Chasidus, here he quotes from the Beis Yaakov, one of the Ishbitzers, Al Beis Haman kedei lahotzi misham kolani tzotzos hakedushos, shenishar musham olahalosam l'kedusha, like every galus ends, this galus was going to end, they were going to build the Beis HaMikdash very soon. So they were taking the last few nitzotzos, me'avodasu zo shel Mordechai, and that's what happened. What happens eventually, mibnei banav shel Haman, lam dutar bibnei brak, as the Gemara says. And that's why Beis Haman, it was needed. There is a halachic discussion, and that is Reb Nevenzal assumes that there's no Isser Hana'a on Amalek. There's no Isser Hanah from a Malik. There's just, you have to wipe them out, but there's no Isser Hanah. Uladati ein ba zekushia, ki lo matzano shenomar batorah sheish din limchos mamon ha-malik. V'yadar Abba, right? Yesh lo chiyach min ha-mikra, shenelek mutarim ba-na. V'yin tzorach lachalosam, because if you look in Shmuel Beis and Paraches, David, when he was fighting with the other umos and ha-malik, he takes from the shalal and he's makdish el Hashem. So it sounds like there's no Isser. So therefore, there's no problem here in this regard. If you look on the time of the Kra, Rav Chaim Pilevsky assumes, based on Rabbeinu B'chaim B'shalach, that there is a problem. There is an Isser Anah of Amalek, so how was he able to get Beis Haman? But if somebody's killed by the king, all the Nechasim become the king's. Right, the Haruge Malchus, all of it goes to the Malchus, so they got it from Achashverosh. They got it from Achashverosh, and it's no longer Nichse Amalek, and that's why it was allowed to be taken. Okay, so they're in charge of Beis Haman. Vato, all the properties. Vato Sevester, Vatadaber Lefnei Amelech, Vatipo Lefnei Ragov. Esther continues and speaks to the king, falls down in front of his feet. Vatevka, she cries. This is the first time she cries. Because now she realizes, maybe earlier, Rabbi Foreman points out, maybe earlier it was trying to get her and her nation, but now her life is saved. Her life is secure. So now it's just for her nation. Is Achashverosh going to go for that? So she cries. Vatischanin lo. So many Lashonos. Please remove the evil of Haman and the Machshava that he had. And she went in to ask for this. So the king stretches out his scepter. And she stands up. And she says a number of Lashonos. Im ala melech tov. V'matzasichin lefanav. Some of the mafarshim say this hamelach is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Im ala melach tov. V'matzasichin lefanav. If I find favor in his eyes, v'kasher adar lefanav melach, and it's favorable in Hashem's eyes, v'tov ani be'enav. Many different lashonos, four different phrases. She's nervous. She's begging. Yikasev lahashivas hasvarim. Machshavas hamem and amdasu agagi. Let the letters come back. Lahashivas hasvarim. Asher kasav la'abedas hayudim. Asher bechol medinos hamelach. That he wrote. He wrote, says the Mefarshim, what was her Havamina? This was the rule. Dar Yavesh said it. Remember Dar Yavesh in Sefer Daniel, right? It was a rule. He sent out anybody who asked Davids for anything to any other being except for Dar Yavesh is going to be Chayiv. And that's why Daniel was davening, and Dar Yavesh said, what could I do? He liked Daniel, but he had to throw him into the lion's den. But here, so what's the Havamina that Esther is saying, please bring back the letters? Bring back the letters. So, number one, says the Manos Halevi, says Rav Shlomo Alkevitz, maybe it wasn't really from Achashverosh. You could blame it on Haman. That's what she kept emphasizing. Machshavas Haman and Mavdasi. If it was from the king, fine. But maybe you could say it was from Haman. And therefore, it was returnable, so to speak. Or others say maybe that the fact that Haman was killed means one of the writers of the letters was already finished, was already gone. And it could be, if one is finished, so then the rule is, Gemiri, Dichi Gazri Gzeirasa, Umischan Minayu, Mivatli Ligzeirasa, right, Rashi and Megillah, on Daf Tezvav. So explains the Mishpat Zahav that Haman died, and maybe it's even an Osman HaShemayim, that there's something wrong with this Gzeira. But Achashverosh couldn't do that. Because what would that show? His letter, there's something wrong with it? That's going to explain. But again, that's the Havamina that Esther had. Maybe it was just from Haman, maybe it was just a way that since Haman has died, so then maybe the whole thing can fall away. But either way, that's what she's saying. Ki echacha uchal v'ra'isi v'ra'a shayim so'asami. How can I stay here? Fine, I'm safe, but you know what's going to befall my nation? Echacha uchal v'ra'isi ba'avon moladati. In the Avon, in the obliteration of my nation. Rabbi Foreman in his Sefer again picks up that this Lashon of Asher Yimsa Es Ami is very similar to a Lashon that Yehuda uses, Asher Yimsa Et Avi. Et Avi, in the beginning of Parshat Vayigash, Ki Eich Ela El Avi V'Hanar Einenu Iti, Pen Ere Bara Asher Yimsa Et Avi. Here, Echover Isi Bara'a Asher Yimsa Et Ami. So it's not just the parallel words. We mentioned earlier that maybe the point is that Esther is going to bat for the Yehudim. Esther descendant of Binyamin, is going to bat for the Yehudim. And she's picking up from Yehuda's words, where Yehuda was going to bat for Binyamin, in exactly the other way. And there's a lot of symbolism in this language usage that she borrows. Vayomer Melach Achashverosh l'Esther Amalka, Ula Mordechai HaYehudi. So Achashverosh says, Hinei Beis Haman Asati l'Esther. I've already given you the Beis Haman. Voso Tolu Ala Eitz. Ala Shalach Yado Bayudim. He wanted to help. V'yatem, look, I can't get the letters back. V'yatem Kisvu Ala Yehudim. Kato Benechem. B'Shem HaMelech. You can write whatever you want. B'Shem HaMelech. You know, so there's a Shiloh. Is he basically saying no and, you know, anti-Semitic and, you know, you're all going to die anyway? Or is he saying, my hands are tied? V'chisvu B'Tabas HaMelech. You can take my name and sign with my signet. Right, I can't return it. So what do you want from me? So they thought, what, they have to send out another letter, but it's got to be a strong letter, just like the first one, to try to weigh public opinion. Because what did the letter say? Kill all the Jews. So they have to somehow scare everyone to think that the Jews are really have the momentum, and nobody's going to want to start up with them. And that's why they write a very strong letter. It takes 2 months, right? The story happened in Nisan. Remember, everything happened in Nisan. Now it's already Sivan, right? So the Yosef Lakach says, Mordechai wanted the exact same messengers to take him to the exact same places. B'shloshev Esrimbo, the 23rd day of Sivan. And it was written everything that Mordechai said about the Jews. V'el ha'achashdar penim v'apachos v'sorei medinos. They sent it to all the officers. In every language. Remember, Mordechai knew all the languages. And also to the Jews. And what did it say? It was written by the king and signed with his signet. What did it say? Asher Nasa. What did the previous letter say? You could kill the Jews. What does this letter say? The Jews could defend themselves. Don't kill the Jews. Asher Nasan Hamelech LaYehudim. Asher Becholir Beir. The king gives permission to the Jews in every city. Lihikael V'Lamod Al Hashem to defend themselves. LaHashmid V'LaRug LaAbed. Exactly the same words, but in defense. Es Kol Chel Am Medina Tzarimotam. Anyone who starts up with them. Taf V'Noshim. Total obliteration. Right, they want to scare them. Ushlalam mavos, and also taking the spoils. B'yom echad b'chol medinos avach hachashverosh. Which day? B'shlosha asar l'chodesh neimasar l'chodesh adar. On the 13th of Adar, the Jews have a right to kill everybody if they're started up with. Pashegan aksav, it was copies and clearly nasin das b'chol medino medina galui l'chol ha'amim. Everybody saw it was galui for everyone to see. V'lios ha'yehudim asidim liyom azeh lehinakem ha'aveyem. And the Jews are looking forward to take revenge from anyone who starts up with them. They went out quickly. They went out quickly, and then it was also, interestingly, maybe afterwards, Nitna B'Shushan Habira. And then we have one of the psukim that we say out loud, that Mordechai goes out with his fancy clothing. Mordechai, by the way, the lavush on Shulchan Aruch. His name was Mordechai Yaffe, and all his svarim are based on this pasuk, right? Mordechai Yaffe Levush, Levush Malchus is a sefer on Arachayim. Tchelas Vachur is a sefer on one of the Shulchan Aruchs. Aterazav, I think, is Yaradeya. Butzva Argaman, I think, is Choshe Mishpat. Right? The ear Shushan, also one of the svarim, and sefer Haora, right? Sefer Haora is also his sefer on in the next pasuk. His sefer on Rashi, but it all comes from this pasuk. So Mordechai Yaffe Levush Malchus. So Mordechai goes out with his fancy clothing. Bilabush Malchus, Tchelas Fachur, Ateres Zav Gedola. Why is he going out with all this fancy clothing? Again, seemingly continuing the letter to instill awe in all of the populations, so they know not to start up with the Jews. Ateres Zav Gedola, V'tachrich Butzvar Gamon, V'yir Shushan Salav Esemicha. Why are they happy? Why are they happy? How are they happy? Nothing happened yet. They still have a war to fight. How are they happy? So, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, among others, says that, well, that's the point. They were happy to show confidence, to show confidence, and that in stealth would put fear into the enemies. Kiilu, that they're batuach, that they're going to win. V'yayideke nafal pachtom akol ha'amim, shechashu shebemes ha'malak tzivakach. They think the king's on their side. Shehudim yahargu besonehem. V'chazar bo mibkudasu ha'rishona, v'yayideze be'emes ish lo amad lefnehem. That's what happened. Nobody was there because Mordechai went out. He is the leader. He is somebody that the king respects. Everybody heard about this. And that is why this is part of the geula. Rav Nevenzal notes here, that isn't it a little tricky what he was wearing? What he was wearing. Rav Kagodievsky also picks up on this in his commentary. But if you look in the what these materials were, the materials were. Let me just find the materials were made out of butzis pishton and argamon is tzemer. So isn't that kilayim? So how is he able to wear that? So if you look in Shabbos and Lachnun Dalid, it says there by the having ropes in your hand. So the Gemara there says you're allowed to have two ropes in your hand, one of semer, one of pishtan, as long as you don't wrap it around. Ubavad shalo yichroch. You can't wrap it around, right? Venire shalakach no mar v'tachrech lande shalo hayu rakruchim below kshurim. I'm sorry, right? Uvebkein einbaz emishum iser kelayim. It's only kelayim. If it says you're allowed to be korech one on top of another, but you're not allowed to intertwine it. So he suggests maybe that's tachrech here. It's just karuch. It was rolled one on top of another, but it wasn't really kelayim in this way. But either way, it was fancy clothing, and Shushan is very happy. Layehudim haisa o revesimcha v'sason vikar. And the Jews have light and happiness, different types of happiness, vikar, and grandeur. Of course, the Gemara darshins on this pasuk that each of these referred to a mitzvah. And these mitzvahs were celebrated at that time. Right? Lahudim ha'isa'or v'simcha, tezayin ha'beiz, in Megillah, Amar of Yehuda, ora zu Torah. V'chein omer, kinera mitzvah v'torah or. Torah zu or. Simcha zu yantif. V'chein omer, v'samachta b'chagecha. Sason zu mila. V'chein omer, sas anochi alim rasecha. V'yikar zu tfilin. V'cheinu omer, v'roch al ha'meres k'shem Hashem nikra alech, v'yarmi mecha, elu tefillin shabarosh. So these mitzvos of Simchas Yantif, Mila, Tfilin, and Torah, those are the four. Why dafka these four? Why dafka these four? So a number of pshatim, again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Time of the Cross says you find midrashim about all these four that have to do with defending against one's enemies. So Haman knew, Haman grew up, he was an eved for Mordechai. He knew the school is a different mitzvos, so he wanted to get rid of these four mitzvos so the enemies will be able to overtake them. Dalin mitzvos elu zchusan megin v'melchamo l'natzeach es ha'oivim u'lahachlish kocho shel ha'malek. And he quotes the midrashim of each one. By Torah, right, kasher yorim Moshe yadu Yisrael mezgabrim v'divrei Torah v'gavar Yisrael v'chulu. Mila, he talks about. And that's why by all of these, nisyari haman. Shem yiyah b'yadam zchus dalin mitzvos elu lo yuchlu ha'goyim l'natzchem. And how did he know this? Because he was evident in Mordechai's house. He would know this. Good. Interesting, though. Why didn't it just say the mitzvahs? Lehudim Aisa Tfilin, the Torah, the Tfilin, the Bris. Why does it have to give it in all these Ramazim? All these Ramazims. The Nesivus writes that, no, the point is to teach us that Torah is Or. And Mila is Sason. Remember David HaMelech, the Gemara Menachis? David HaMelech didn't have any mitzvahs, so he in the shower, and he didn't know what to do, and he got very upset, and all of a sudden he remembered Bris Mila. Sasanochi elam arsecha kimotzi shalarav. So Mila should give sason. And Vikar, remember what tefillin is. Vikar, it's precious. Why is it precious? Maybe the Gemara in Brachas, right, the Vav, that what did it say in our tefillin and Hashem's tefillin? Mika amcha Yisrael goyachar ba'aretz. Shema Yisrael Hashem alkin Hashem echad. So tefillin symbolized the special relationship that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But all of these we were mitchazek in when we were Makabal Torah again at the time of Purim, and that is why these are the ones that are merumas in the pasuk. Ubechal medina medina bechal ir veir makom asher v'amelach v'daso magia simcha v'sason layehudim mishte v'yom tov. They had parties again, even though they didn't fight the war yet. So either it was just they felt they saw Mordechai. He was the god of Adar. Mordechai earlier had gone back to his sackcloth, but now he's wearing all these fancy clothing, so it must be optimistic, and therefore they're happy. Or it's also part of the show to show the confidence, like we mentioned. V'rabim yamiar is misyadim, and many pashtus misyadim became Jews. Mesudas David. Heyer ruach over the alilu mistofef tachas kanfei shchinasu la'avdo b'leiv avshalim. They became Jews. Ki nafal pachad ayudim aleihem. Because they were scared. Gets into the whole halachic issue. If you're somebody converts based on an ulterior motive. But this is Rav Me'arayaris. Rav Nevenzal suggests that maybe it doesn't say they were mitgairim. Misyadim might mean they just acted like Jews. They didn't really convert. They acted like Jews on the outside. And maybe this is one of the makoros for masks and dressing up on Purim. Because they were misyadim. They wanted to be like the Jews. But it wasn't that they really converted. But either way, the Jews were... giving off an impression of confidence, of strength, because again, they're going to have to fight. And a few months from now, they're going to have to fight, defend themselves, and they want to make sure that their enemies know that they're serious, they are not just a Nebuch nation, and they want to be able to defend themselves, and as we'll see, it's going to pay off dividends, both the letters and the happiness and the parades and Mordechai's own actions here. Okay, and Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the parak test, the second to last parak here in Megillas Esther. A little longer parak than the other ones, and then parak Yud is only 3 psukim, but Hashem, we'll pick up with that next time.